The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. Let's begin with this one from Woman's Day. Start off on the right foot. August 17th, just a few days ago, was I Love My Feet Day. We've got everything you need to help keep your tootsies in tip-top shape. Podiatrist Chanel Perkins offers her top three care tips, while Woman's Day editors have rounded up some of your favorite comfy shoes and soothing foot products. Now put your best foot forward. Tip 1. Trim your nails routinely. Nails should be cut straight across and filed gently at the edges. Avoid cutting them too short. Tip 2, moisturize daily. It's important to maintain healthy, hydrated skin to avoid dry, deep cracking, also known as fissuring, of the skin, which could lead to bleeding and infection. And tip 3, massage your feet. Sit in a chair, place a tennis ball on the ground, and gently roll it under your foot for a few minutes to help loosen up your plantar fascia ligament, especially if you're suffering from arch pain. And they have a couple of pairs of shoes here for us that they like, this strappy style. It is a sandal with a built-in orthotic, received the American Podiatric Medical Association Seal of Acceptance. It's the Amber Adjustable Sandals, shown in silver, $90 at, I think that's vionicshoes.com, V-I-O-N. ICSHOES.com. And the other, this is a mule. The combo of a stable block heel and special comfort tech makes these all-day wearable Farah slide sandals in Tuscany leather. $80 at rockport.com. rockport.com. And to protect and pamper, they recommend Heel Balm, thanks to a blend of hydrating essentials, including shea butter, cocoa butter, and more. This swipe-on formula works wonders on dry, irritated skin. It's the Dr. Scholl's Severe Cracked Heel Balm, $8. And foot spray. The peppermint essential oil in this spritz gives a refreshing sensation to hot, achy feet. It's peppermint cooling and reviving spray, $10 at thebodyshop.com. thebodyshop.com. And there's a little did you know, the common condition in which your second toe appears longer than your big toe is called Morton's toe or Morton's foot. From Magnolia, Chip Gaines gets the last word. This is a monthly or quarterly column of his. Back in high school, my best subject was baseball. None of the other subjects treated me all that well, and I didn't give them a reason to. I was always on the lookout for ways to fill my schedule with the easiest classes the school had to offer. One of those classes, I figured, was debate. How hard could it be? I knew how to talk your ear off. I strolled in the first day thinking it would be a breeze. Pretty quickly, I realized how wrong I'd been. This wasn't a throwaway elective. These kids were there to win. There was this one guy, I remember, right at the front of the class, spinning a pencil on his forefinger in this real sort of intimidating way. Another guy stared me down as I found my seat in the back. My confidence buckled just a bit until the teacher split us into two groups and gave us a topic to debate. Then my competitive spirit kicked into high gear. One side would make a point, and then the other team got a turn. No matter what they said, I had something better. If they made a point, I pointed out how wrong it was. By the time the teacher called it off and declared us all the winners, I was feeling 10 feet tall. We crushed them, and nobody in their right mind would believe their side. That's when the teacher told us to switch and do it all over. Now I had to take the complete opposite position and fight with the same conviction that I had shown earlier. All those ideas and points I had already dismissed made it that much harder for me to make an argument. But I dug my heels in deep and found my way to a point I hadn't considered yet. I'll tell you this, By the time the class ended, I could have been the poster child for either side of the argument. I also had a stronger grip on the topic at hand than I ever would have if we hadn't switched positions. Turns out, those arguments I made the first go-round weren't as good as I thought, and the other team's points weren't as bad as I thought. The truth was somewhere in the middle. I learned a few things that day. First, debate class was going to be tougher than I expected. Second, the harder we work to get at the truth, the more of it we tend to get. That second lesson has served me well over the years, and I think it has a lot to do with fortitude. I've built up a reputation around the office as someone who doesn't settle for the first idea, or the second. Sometimes not even the third. The more people around me love an idea, the more I find myself digging in my heels, taking the other side of the debate and poking holes in theirs. I may very well love the idea more than they do, but I still want to see where looking at it from a different angle might take us. It drives my team crazy. But I hope they might also say it's the best thing for us. Oftentimes our instinct is to breeze past conflict and pluck the lowest hanging fruit from the tree. The popular opinion. The old stereotype. The common assumption. But being a person of fortitude means asking everybody to pause and think again, even if it's inconvenient. You might need to reach higher. You might even have to climb to the top of the tree and tell us what you see. I have no doubt the truth can be found, but if you're in the room with me, you're going to have to work for it, because I'm not in a hurry to get there. That lesson I learned in debate class shows up in all areas of my life, not just in business. At this point, it's part of who I am. I've learned the hard way how valuable it is to be patient in deciding what's right. I think it's made me a better dad to our kids, too. If they have a big idea or a new venture in mind, I want to hear all about it. I'm going to ask questions. I might even take the other side and make them prove they have the will and the vision to see it through. Usually, they were on the right track all along, and now they're more sure than ever. Before you think I'm just going around playing devil's advocate, know that I do the same thing to myself. The second I sense that I'm taking an idea for granted or settling for an easy yes, alarm bells go off in my mind. Or maybe it's just the memory of my debate teacher telling me to switch sides and start all over. But here's the deal. Living this way isn't just about making better decisions. It's also about having grace for people who see the world in a different way. It's about unlocking parts of your perspective that you've kept hidden away. The more you're willing to come at the truth from a different angle and entertain other perspectives, the stronger it makes your character, your team, your family. You'll never know what's best until everyone's voice is heard. Maybe there's a decision you're trying to make right now, or an idea you're wrestling with, and the answer seems obvious, a little too obvious. Take a minute to walk to the other side of the room and make a case for the opposite perspective. You might be surprised by what you end up rethinking, but you'll have found your way to a deeper truth, and there's no better place to be. From Woman's Day, August 28th will be Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day, and it's all about honoring the pets we've loved and lost. Here are a few mementos that serve as touching tributes to those furry friends of ours. First, a plush keychain featuring a picture of your pet's, it's like a headshot of your pet, on a little chain that then ends in a heart where your keys go. This daily essential, you'll have a sweet reminder of them wherever you go. And that's $25 at mypetsies.com, mypetsies.com. Then there's custom clothing. It's showing a sweatshirt with a picture of a white cat on it. Just a headshot. And her name, Sabrina in this case. This service creates digital artwork based on your pet photo and knits the design. They don't screen print it, they knit it into a sweater. Oh. From $98 at knitwise.com. So it looks like a sweatshirt to me, but it's actually a knitted sweater. KNITWISE.com. And last, a work of art. They'll always have a special place in your home with this watercolor-inspired custom portrait. Again, I'm sure they work from a picture that you like. They're available from $38 at minted.com, MINTED.com. From Magnolia, Richard Antoine White, people who inspire. With his music and imagination, he created a life without limits. And a little aside, there's a picture, several pictures of him, one with his mom, one playing the tuba, one from high school, one from probably college graduation. It says, Richard Antoine White is a tenured professor at the University of New Mexico and principal tubist of the Santa Fe Symphony and the New Mexico Philharmonic. He's the first African American in the world to receive a doctorate in music for tuba performance. Richard can be seen on Magnolia Network this fall in a program that they're doing of people who inspire called Hi, I'm, and there's a blank, so I guess they fill that in each time it airs with the person's name. My mother had this incredible singing voice, and when she would sing out in those cold nights on the Baltimore streets where we lived when I was small, the music would wrap around us like an invisible protective force field. Sometimes I'd wake up alone in the damp grass of the park hours later to find that Mom had gone in search of a bottle tucked into a brown bag. But when she sung to me or we sang Greased Lightning together, it was all going to be okay. Music was my first form of comfort, a safe place in an otherwise scary reality. But it was my imagination that made music out of my life. As a child on the streets, I could so vividly envision a warm blanket that a real, tangible warmth would creep over my body. I would dream up a chicken sandwich so juicy that my hunger would, if only for a moment, subside. The gift of being able to see things as they could be saved my life on those streets. It let me enter another dimension, one where anything was possible. There I could dream, and boldly. When I first came across a tuba, or really what was a smaller Frankenstein version of a sousaphone, I was in sixth grade band class. So what if I could barely hold the thing upright at the time? There was only one tuba in the band, and I was determined I would be the kid playing it. Hours, days, weeks, months, I spent alone in a little room with a black box of a cassette tape player, learning notes by ear. A mechanical voice would come on. Hello, welcome to the tuba. This is B flat.
No.
When you have mastered B flat, we will move on to C. Pause, rewind, play it again, and again, and again. It was slow going, but playing music was like a light going on in the dark for me. It let me communicate in a way I had never been able to before. When I asked my foster dad, who later became dad to me, to drive me to an audition for the Baltimore School of the Arts, I had no idea that the other kids could read music. I'm not sure I even knew what reading music was a thing. Playing by ear was all I knew. But I had the sounds and the notes deep inside of me by then, and I could tell a story with them as they hit the air. Turns out the ability to tell a good story, to reach out through the music, is exactly what the audition committee was hungry for. My seeming disadvantage was my superpower. I did eventually learn to read music at the Baltimore School for the Arts, but I've never stopped tapping into my imagination when I'm playing, even when I'm reading a piece of music that was written a century ago. I picture the composer and what was happening in their world at the time. I try to let the notes they put down on the page speak to me. What story did the composer need or want to tell? That's a question I ask myself, too, not just in music, but in the composition of my life. What is the story I'm telling? I want it to be the one that inspires hope. I think the world would say my greatest accomplishment is that I came from nothing and became successful. Maybe they would point to me becoming the principal tubist in a symphony orchestra, or earning my doctorate from one of the most competitive music programs in the country. But I know. My greatest achievement is my job as a teacher. Every day I get to touch students' lives in a way where I can see the light bulb of possibilities click on in their heads. They'll say, Dr. White, I can't play this piece. This is too hard. And I know they're talking about more than the difficulty of the composition. They're talking about life and how they see their own limits. Play the first note, I tell them. Now play the last note. And then I say, see, we've got the beginning and the ending. Now all we've got to do is play through the middle. Their faces light up. They begin the piece again, this time with a little more hope. It's not perfect yet, but they're making music. That's what we get to do in this life together. Play through the middle. We all have the same notes to choose from. It's how we put them together that makes all the difference. From Woman's Day, an end-of-season pool party playlist for you. Here's what their suggestions are. Soak Up the Sun by Sheryl Crow. Water by Salatiel Farrell-Williams and Beyoncé. Good Vibrations, a classic from the Beach Boys. Jump in the Pool by Friendly Fires. Walking on Sunshine, that's an oldie, Katrina and the Waves. Wipe Out, the Safaris, that's a classic. Swimming, Florence and the Machine. Margaritaville, Jimmy Buffett. And Summer Nights, Rascal Flatts. And they recommend a waterproof portable speaker that'll blast tunes for up to 12 hours on a single charge. It's the JBL Flip 6, $130 at jbl.com. And go big on bug control. Don't let pests crash the party and ruin your guests' good time. Layer up on protection to decrease everyone's chances of getting bitten. First, tap citronella. Add citronella plants, historically used to repel mosquitoes naturally, to your garden beds or container gardens around your patio. Then wipe them out. Essential oils do the bug repelling in these handy DEET-free wipes. DEET, that was a poisonous pesticide. These wipes don't have it. Well, mosquito wipes, $8.50 at AuntFannies.com, AuntFannies.com. And use a shield. This scent-free repeller protects up to 20 feet of outdoor space with no spray or flames. It's the Thermacell Rechargeable Mosquito Repeller, $40, at Home Depot. And from real simple to brighten up a dark room, interior designer Candace Griffin shows us how to modernize a wood-paneled room. Question. My den is covered in wood paneling, which makes it dark and seem like a relic of the 80s. How can I freshen up the room without removing the paneling? Their answers, fourfold. One, fake a bigger space. Paint over the panels with a neutral color and a good layer of primer. The lighter shade will open up the room and turn the fireplace into a focal point. To buy, they recommend Valspar Gilded Linen Interior Paint, $40 a gallon at Lowe's. Next, Let There Be Lights. Dress up the fireplace by flanking it with sconces. You don't even have to hire an electrician. Just shop for battery-operated options you can add anywhere without wiring. They're showing the Emily Cordless Wall Sconce, $225 at modernlantern.com, modernlantern.com. Next, bring in color. Incorporate throw pillows in cool patterns and unexpected textures. Potted plants instantly enliven any room. Choose ones that thrive in lower light, like ZZ and snake plants. They're showing a ZZ plant, $52 at thesill.com, THESILL.com. And last, round it out with a mirror. A mirror will make the room seem larger. A rounded frame is fun and on trend. They're showing the Project 62 over-the-mantel mirror, $70 at Target. From Woman's Day, Peach Perfect. Today, August 22nd, is National Eat a Peach Day. At peak ripeness, a peach should smell pleasantly sweet, which is exactly how it will taste. If your peaches aren't quite ripe, store them in a paper bag with a few holes poked in it for 3 to 5 days. And they are recommending a grilled peach caprese. I guess it's a kind of a fruit and cheese salad. Active time, total time, both 15 minutes, and it serves 4 to 6. We need 2 peaches, each cut into 8 wedges, 2 tablespoons plus 2 teaspoons olive oil, 1 teaspoon grated Meyer lemon zest plus 1.5 tablespoons lemon juice, 1 teaspoon honey, kosher salt and pepper, and a quarter cup roasted almonds chopped. Also want 12-ounce fresh mozzarella cheese, a quarter cup fresh basil torn, plus small leaves for serving. Heat grill to medium high. Brush peaches with 2 teaspoons oil and grill until grill marks appear, about 1 minute per side. Transfer to a plate and let cool slightly. In a small bowl, whisk together lemon juice, honey, and a quarter teaspoon each salt and pepper until honey has dissolved. Whisk in remaining 2 tablespoons oil. Stir in the lemon zest and almonds. Slice mozzarella, arrange on a platter, and top with the peaches. Fold basil into the almond mixture and spoon over the peaches. Sprinkle with cracked pepper and small basil leaves if desired. Makes a very pretty picture. From Real Simple, zucchini and dill frittata. The active time is 20 minutes, total time 45. It's freezable, make ahead, vegetarian and gluten-free, and it serves 4. We need 5 tablespoons olive oil, divided, 3 cloves garlic, thinly sliced, 1 medium zucchini, thinly sliced, about 2.5 cups, 8 large eggs, 2/3 of a cup half and half, 1/3 of a cup chopped fresh dill, 1 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, divided, 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, divided, 1/3 cup whole milk ricotta cheese, 2 tablespoons white wine vinegar, 4 cups chopped red and or green leaf lettuce, and 1/2 cup halved grape tomatoes. Preheat oven to 350. Heat 2 tablespoons oil in a 10-inch oven-proof nonstick skillet over medium. Add garlic. Cook, stirring constantly until fragrant, about 30 seconds. Add zucchini. Cook, stirring often until zucchini is just soft, about 4 minutes. Meanwhile, whisk eggs, half and half, dill, 1 teaspoon salt, and 1/8 teaspoon pepper in a large bowl. Pour the egg mixture into the zucchini mixture in a skillet, stirring gently to combine. Cook over medium-high, stirring gently until edges are just set, about 2 minutes. Dollop the ricotta on top. Bake until the center is set, 15 to 20 minutes. Let frittata cool in the skillet for 10 more minutes. Whisk vinegar and remaining 3 tablespoons oil, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/8 teaspoon pepper in a large bowl until combined. Add lettuce and tomatoes, tossing gently to coat. Serve salad beside frittata on the plates. From Real Simple, sweet stuff, sheet pan pavlova. If you can beat eggs, you can whip up this show-stopping dessert, and because it bakes at a low temp, you won't be sweating it. And it shows a bunch of chopped up vegetables, very pretty. It looks like strawberries, mango, blueberries, who knows what else here until we get into it. And it looks like they're just sitting on a cloud of white fluff. So active time, 20 minutes. Total time, which includes 2 hours of cooling, is 4 hours, 45 minutes, and it serves 16. We need 8 large egg whites at room temperature, 1/4 teaspoon cream of tartar, 2 cups plus 3 tablespoons granulated sugar, divided, 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, 1 pound mixed fresh berries, 3 to 4 cups, 2 medium mangoes peeled and chopped, 2 cups heavy cream, 1/2 cup sour cream, 1/4 cup confectioner's sugar, and torn fresh mint leaves for serving. Preheat oven to 250. Line a large rimmed baking sheet with parchment paper. Beat egg whites and cream of tartar in a large bowl with an electric mixer until soft peaks form, about 2 minutes. With mixer on high speed, add 2 cups granulated sugar in a slow, steady stream. Beat until egg whites are stiff and sugar is dissolved, about 8 minutes. Add vanilla, beating until just combined, about 20 seconds. Spread meringue on the prepared baking sheet in a fairly even layer, almost covering the entire baking sheet. Bake meringue until firm, about 2 hours. Turn off oven and let meringue cool in the oven for 2 more hours. Remove from oven and let cool completely on baking sheet about 15 minutes. Stir together the berries, mangoes, and remaining 3 tablespoons granulated sugar in a large bowl. Let stand, stirring often until juicy, about 10 minutes. Then beat the heavy cream, sour cream, and confectioner's sugar in a large bowl with an electric mixer on high speed until stiff peaks form, about 2 minutes. Spread whipped cream mixture evenly over the cooled meringue. Top evenly with berry mango mixture, and then top with the mint leaves. It's a lovely looking something that you could take as a bring something to a potluck or something. It's beautiful. From Better Homes and Gardens, veggie sweet potato hash. Heat 3 tablespoons vegetable oil in a very large skillet. Add 1 pound sweet potatoes, cut into 1-inch cubes, 1 bulb of fennel, trimmed, quartered, and cut into 1-inch cubes, 2 cloves garlic, minced, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon black pepper. Cook 10 minutes. Add 2 apples, cored and cut into 1-inch chunks. Cook 5 minutes more, until potatoes are brown and tender, stirring occasionally. Stir in 4 cups chopped stemmed kale, 1 cup whole kernel corn, and 1/4 cup apple cider vinegar. Cook and stir 2 minutes more to wilt the kale. If you like, top with poached eggs, and it serves 4. And as a tip, poach eggs in 4 cups simmering water and 1 tablespoon vinegar, 3 to 5 minutes, or until the whites are set, if you're going to do those. From Better Homes and Gardens, meringue cookies. This will be our second meringue dessert here today. Place oven rack in center of oven. Draw 12 3-inch circles on 2 pieces of parchment. Invert paper on baking sheets. In a medium bowl, beat 3 room temperature egg whites, a dash of salt, and a dash of cream of tartar with a mixer on medium until soft peaks form. Add 3/4 cup sugar, 1 tablespoon at a time, beating on high until stiff peaks form. That means the tips stand up straight. Beat in 1/2 teaspoon lemon juice and 1/4 teaspoon vanilla. Sift 1 1/4 teaspoon cornstarch over the mixture and fold in gently. Spread mixture on the circles on the paper. If you like, swirl in 1 to 2 teaspoons pureed strawberries into each, which makes more of a marbled effect in the cookies. Bake 45 minutes at 250. Do not open the door in the middle. Turn off the oven. Let cookies stand in the closed oven for 1 hour. And the oven's doing most of the work here for you. From Woman's Day, a great read in honor of Book Lovers Day, which was earlier in the month. West Side Love Story by Priscilla Olivares, Olivares. Replace the gangs in West Side Story with competing mariachi bands from feuding families in gentrifying San Antonio, and you have this epic and uplifting tale. Love feels alive on each page between not just the star-crossed lovers, but also the tightly knit families. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. With comments and questions, call 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening. See you next time.